The little bit late outside. I'm a little bit starting to go a little bit dark, so but I think it's looking try. So when we walk, when you go from here, the meditation that goes, and that is the the what I explained the other night, the meditation entrance. So first you ask question to yourself, what I'm doing. See, I'm walking, you know. Why is I'm walking? Nothing else. Nothing else. Except to see the body. I guess the body is walking, doing the actual walking, okay? Then, see, that's it, you see. Then, nothing else. So, very important, the reason. So your focus, your concentration on the reason, you see. The, I guess the body is working, you see. So, so the I itself, see. See, what exists, what's the who's walking is just nothing. It's not non-existent, but it's what is the mere imitation of the mind, you know. So total change, the view of the eye, your view of the eye, total change. the previous one, the object of the view, is the false eye, which appeared in heaven, that it doesn't bleed, see, what you're believing from beginning of this rebirth, see, from basically, so that, so now here, so it's a total change. Not there's no I at all, but there is, but it's totally sort of unbelievable subtle. So subtle. Unbelievable subtle, see. What it is and how it exists. So that then you go to then you say sort of that. From aggregates, from otherwise you take a lot of time. So, from aggregates, then you see, as I already explained last night, so you remember that. From there down to down to the atoms, particular atoms, so those are there. You see, so you can do the meditation. You see, just the. The dependent that the I exists with the first meditation, see, and with the I, there's no real I, but it's something extremely unbelievable subtle self, you see. So you may focus on the base aggregates, you see, walking, then with awareness the self, let's say. Extremely, that's mere imitation. So you can just do that. It's very important. So you can do that. You know, you can do that in hours. You see, when you go for a walk, you see, you can do that. You see, that's an unbelievable worthwhile. The most powerful. See, then the many hours of walk, it becomes, you see, antidote. Remedy antidote to samsara and all the oceans of samsara suffering and cause the delusion karma is become antidote and it becomes antidote direct remedy to the root of this root of samsara, the ignorance. It becomes the most powerful medicine, the sickness of the mind, the ignorance. So the root the of samsara, which is the ignorance. What makes you die, and then again reborn, and again experience all the sufferings all over, which we did a number of times in the past, in these regions. So that ignorance, you see. Mm. So this is the antidote to eradicate that, which is to that. So most powerful medicine to heal, to yourself. To eliminate the sickness of mind, the ignorance, you see, from the root of all the suffering. But also, what I explained last night, from aggregates, you see, down to subtle atoms, and subtle atoms, then atoms that are, so, particles are atoms, the particles are atoms as well, and then, totally empty. You see, mere imitations of nothing exists from inside, so that. While you're walking, then you have awareness. Though, you know, your awareness is everything is empty, down to the atoms. Awareness in that, you see. Even that. The other one is the next one is the, and then you see after self, everything is a mere imitation. Mere imitation. Meeting, you know. So with the second thing, while you're working, you know, so something extremely subtle, real one, you know, existing from inside, nothing real one. There's nothing real. So while you're working, the third thing, then the old, you see, the hallucination, that we have something real, everything real, existing from inside. So, not merely real, but then with the awareness that is hallucination, all these are hallucinations from the self, from the self, I guess, everything down to the self. I mean, this, this second subconscious, split second subconscious, so the final, so all this which is meaning to the mind, so that exists from the side. So third one is all what something real appearing, you see. So that all these not merely included by mind, so this hallucination, total hallucination, you see. Objective repeated, you know. So your mindfulness, pain, mindfulness of the gacha, you know, objective repeated, you see. Something that was false, you know. So there, you can see they can do meditation two ways, like that. However, whatever. So anyway, basically, which the end of this, what you will meditate, which is meditation on emptiness. But still, you need to hear. I mean, this subject. I have an idea. I only wanted to repeat. But there's so many texts on this, so many text commentaries in the root text commentaries. So many, the monks they study the monasteries. Now there's no nuns, so maybe not in Tibet, but now it's just the nuns also study philosophy, so they also can become Geshe-nis. So anyway, so I tell you the last one. So, if you let your mind, hold on this, whatever appeared, it's true. If you let you do that, then that is cause of samsara. So all your concept, all this truth, then cause of samsara. You see, the minute you let your mind put in trust this is true, then cause of samsara. Cause of all those problems, death and the birth of this, the whole suffering will cause that. One should die, will cause to die. So, but then you see, instead of that, instead of trusting, instead of believing it's really true, then you see, you change your mind, you think different, you think it's total opposite, different but total opposite, you know. So all this is false. All this hallucination, that which is what is false, which is false. Yeah. So looking at the false, which is false. So far from beginning is rebirth, we've been believing which is false, which is real. So that's why always we die reborn, is it? Suffer continuously. And you know, you don't liberate, you don't get liberated from something, you don't get liberated others. So always just the suffering from beginning is rebirth. So therefore now, to liberate yourself, to liberate others, now we have to think differently. We have to look at this false view, all this appeared to me not merely in my mind, you see, exists from inside, the false. It's not true. Which is not true, see. Thing is not true. Look at it, not true. But that which is hallucination, look at it, hallucination. That which is false. Look at it, hallucination, that which is hallucination. Look at it, false, which is false. So thinking is exactly what it is, you see. So whether our mind thinking is not true, then that totally opposite ignorance. Then that becomes the cause to each person. That leads to liberation, you see. That was breaks some. That's what each time we think that it breaks samsara. Say, become like a bomb to samsara. And you continue to aggregate. Cause the karma to karma contaminate against the cause of karma to okay. So then this. So that's what. So. Meditation on emptiness, you see. So the minute, emptiness that no competitive truth appearing, you see, just on emptiness, this mega, I'm not sure how much, but I haven't got emptiness term there. That's what meditation about. However, the conclusion is that in our life, if you say you are maintaining emptiness or you're studying emptiness for years and years and years, but you always believe it's true. You know, your mind, every day, always believes it's true, everything is true, you see. And so, all these, as I mentioned, the ground gets set down, the atoms, the split sense of consciousness, and split. All this true, see, 100% believing, you know. There's no meditation on emptiness. You may be maintaining words of emptiness, but not actually on emptiness. Words of emptiness. You're saying words of emptiness, but not maintaining on emptiness. You see, your mind is not touching the emptiness. You know, your mind is constantly of ignorance. It's a cause of samsara, continuously. So that's one thing. So try. I think it's a bit late now. So when you come back, I thought maybe change it when you come back. When you come back, there's Zen meditation. Zen. Zen meditation. Because there's not I, you know, there's no self, there's no place, there's no meditation. There's nothing. But I think you had dinner. So then, so come back with nothing. So anyway, we deliberated that, so maybe it can be another, maybe tomorrow or earlier, so that we can go farther. Otherwise, maybe night time, maybe people might think you're doing demonstration. You're doing very silent demonstration. Maybe to the birds or the insects in the forest is to make this for me. Is it? I didn't understand about Tibet. So anyway. So come back. When you come back like this, with bodhicitta. So like this, okay. So you see, okay. like this. So all the past, present, all the past isn't from birth, all that. Past from beginning is about all the happiness we have, and the present happiness, all the future happiness. Samsara, yeah. And then the ultimate liberation from ultimate liberation from oceans of samsara suffering causes, and the enlightenment is so. All the three time happiness that I experience, so can as a can as a, I receive by kind. I think it's very good. This is very good for meditation. There are two practice. The slide ego. There's a special practice. So that one. This one is to create, to invite the spirits. And then which is, they show all kinds of violence. Turbulence will see to you. all kinds of disturbances. Yeah. So then, and then that time, then you have, then you see, and then your ego see the object of ignorance become back. Thanks to this, then they have wonder blue, like blue, you know, blue. So then you see, then you mental emptiness. So it's a way to recognize the object of ignorance. easy kuga, you see. Then you have to realize emptiness kuga. So it's a good practice. So method is to good way to recognize object of ignorance, to realize emptiness. So the spirits come, then they create a lot of violence. You know? Then many meditators were able to, many meditators, then they able to recognize the object of ignorance, the repeating object, you see, as the object to be repeated, and then realize them, please. So it's become kind of a special method of Kuba to it. So similar here, this noise. This noise so irritated, you see, this noise, you know, suddenly like fear, you know, emotion. So that's right emotion, I, you see. which was a Western temple, psychological temple thing. Oh, I said, what is it? Truly, it's an eye of the, you know, object of awareness, you see. In the Western psychology, they use so 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 anyway, so similar with this noise. Very much. But not sure, you know, that particular prayer, but it's yeah. So it's cool way to realize it. Cool way to recognize object ignorance and to realize it. Anyway, so all the three type of happiness, all the past, present, future, all the happiness today. Yeah. So came from, but received by kindness. Received by kindness, every hell beings, every hungry ghost, every animals, every human beings, every sura beings, asura beings, intermediate beings, by every single sentient beings. Yeah. Think of also the older people, all the people. So, so but from every sentient being, see. So how that is, you see, how is received from every single sentient being? That is so all the three time happiness came from also good karma. You see. Everything came from your good karma. So your own good karma is action Buddha. The true action Buddha. One is the possessive Buddhas themselves. Or what is the Western other sentient beings? All the virtue thought is the action Buddha. So then the good karma, the action Buddha, is where they came from Buddha. Yes, you can see also Dharma. And however it came from Buddha. Buddha came from Buddha. So Buddha came from Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva came from Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta came from great compassion. Great compassion is generated by depending on the kindness of the existing suffering sentient beings. Great compassion is generated by the kindness of the existing suffering sentient beings. So they came from that. Came from every single suffering syndrome. So every single helpings, every single animal, every single undergoes, every single human being, so every single obscure suffering syndrome is the great compassion. Okay? So then now all your past, not just past, present, future happiness, including enlightenment, all the realize everything you receive by kindness of every single, okay, helpings, hungers, animals, human beings, everybody. So everybody here, every person here, you receive. So take this, and then that's most precious, most kind. Okay, yeah. Then you're walking back, then become tired. As you're walking back, see, then you think, so the thing, you think, I'm leading them to enlightenment. You know? So you maintain kindness with it. Yeah, that's so precious. How the most kind, precious of it? Most kind, precious one in my life. Okay? Then think that, with this awareness, so keep your mind always that out there, most precious, most kind, okay? always keep your mind on that. Then, now then, what you benefit them is then bring them to enlightenment. You see, you're leading them. So then, you can visualize all that you are leading. See, you are first. You know, all sentient beings come up to you. So you can think that all that. Yeah. So they bring sentient beings to enlightenment. So normally when you walk, when you're on the meditation, there's meditation there, you see circumambulation. So Milarepa mentioned that when you walk, you visualize walking. So your right side, see, your right side is the whole world is your right side. You see, that means that all the holy objects, all the made field, all the holy objects, the statues, to basically Buddha, Dhamma, everything there, the Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, everything. And so you're circumambulating, you see, this side, you're circumambulating. So this is what the Milarepa mentioned, you see. Milarepa said that I have method while I'm eating, they become soul offering. And while I'm walking, it becomes a virtue, the second blending, you see. I don't remember the last part of the words. So so that's one meditation. So your second blending, whether you're running or you're jogging or whatever the mode of running, but if you're able to meditate, that's a bit of a second blessing, that's a bit of a virtue dharma. So this is very good. So your mindfulness, you see, they're the most kind, precious, you see. And then with first give the reason, give mind that, then you didn't give mind, okay? So without awareness, then you walk, you see. So it's very good. And then, so in this way, your body, your body, you see, walking becomes dharma, cause of enlightenment, because benefit, because it's taught benefits, and that means cause of high success. Then to cessation all the suffering, all the development, and then completion of all the qualities, you see, something like that. And then, like that. And then if you speak, also if you start mantra, also not just keep quiet, but you chant mantra, then also your speech also practice dharma, you see, virtue. So, you see, you recite mantra for purifying karma, correctness, sense of merit, etc. And if you chant mantra, you're home to develop compassion for other beings. So, also like that, you see. So you can get motivated like that. Then this way, and this way, your body's reminded, but all three are practicing dharma, not wasted. And since everything is kind of done for sentient being, then you see everything become cause of enlightenment. What your body is doing, what your speech is doing, what your mind is doing, so that. so that's it. So, but is it meant to go out to die? So is there somewhere to go down or not? Otherwise it doesn't matter to tomorrow. If not in depth tomorrow. If not in depth, the day after that. If not next year.
Yeah?
Oh, let's see. Somebody has to lead. Somebody who knows that. On the road or just around the house?
Around the house,
you say.
Don't they say
it's
around the house is possible?
Around the house. On the road? Come down. You fly down. So somebody lead.
Near the church, there is a place that is possible to circumambulate. This is
it. To go down.
Actually,
we put
the roof is called
the so anyway, some larger place, so they're easy to go around. Otherwise, maybe otherwise crowded, and then it's a good, much more open space. Yeah, so the space. Otherwise, you can do tomorrow. Otherwise you can visualize. So first, the first thing, general bodhicitta motivation is the most important. So, purpose of my life is to free all the sentient beings, number of self beings, number of animals, number of animals, number of human beings, sura, asura, humans, freedom from all the suffering causes, bring the enlightenment, therefore I must see my therefore I'm going to see all my chitta happiness. Okay. And then, then I'm going to say the walking meditation, so to end this. Okay? That. And put it to that. For that. For dedicated person. For dedicated. For everybody. For every person. For that. So think that. Think that. So you can chant mantra loudly. So means the sentient beings, birds, animals, insects, human beings, around the road, you see. Then they hear a plant seed of enlightenment. When they hear a plant seed of enlightenment, so in a time, then they have the enlightenment from that. So if you chant loudly, you see. So, it has that great benefit. And the sentient beings go down, the spirits also spirit in. So, around, so they, so it has great benefit. So, that means, on the way you lead, you bring many sentient beings to enlightenment by planting seed. Start with that. Then, after some time, then if the animal, other being, they get upon human being, they meet Dharma. So, simple human beings who here. So we can chant. If the group can chant together, it's going to be done. But the main thing is to meditate, to be able to meditate. That's most important. Then you go. So main practice, the meditation. And you can tell that you're able to chant mantra, then that's where I said, the body is combined to all three, three parts of enlightenment, not of Dharma. So we do. So somebody should lead, knows the. Where to where? So we come back tomorrow. We come back next year. Of Theta Metaphor for others, all sentient beings, and especially the sentient beings, including Bodhisattva, the Buddhas, this empty meta, who is empty, achieve this compassion for the enlightenment, which is empty.